iPhone hate. Hey, this is Sailor J, coming to you from the space coast of Florida. I want to talk to you a little bit about some interesting conversations I've had recently with Verizon sales reps and Radio Shack salespeople here locally. And it's funny how the people who sell these phones really have what I would say is genuine iPhone envy. They freaking hate the iPhone more than they hate life itself. I swear, I've never seen anything quite like it. When you go talk to people who sell phones, they really are passionate about the way they feel, and specifically passionate about their hatred for the iPhone. And I'll just give you some examples. I was just inside the Radio Shack just here in Titusville, where a guy told me that the data plan for the iPhone starts at $40 a month. Totally not true. So that's already saying that it's going to cost $120 more a year for ownership of an iPhone. You know, and then the other part is that he tried to tell me that nobody else charges any extra for the data plan. And then when he pulled the slips off the rack to show what the data plans were, every company charges $30 a month. It's pretty standard for a smartphone with a data plan. And so it really, pricing-wise, it's pretty comparable. And they are just basically say shit in order to talk you out of getting a phone that you might like. The Verizon guy, that was even better, tried to tell me that GSM wireless technology is World War II technology because, you know, they used GSM towers back in World War II. Yeah, that made a lot of sense. And you go online and you look at what the difference between CDMA, TDMA, and GSM is. GSM is the standard that wasn't even developed until the 70s, maybe the 60s. And so, you know, they just seem to want to lie in order to convince people that, you know, that they're buying into something that's just not that good. Obviously, you know, there's some differences in the technology. And, in fact, the CDMA technology is quite a bit older, where it uses multiplexing on the same frequencies. It's all technical bull, but essentially, you know, they try to make you believe their own version of reality. So next time you go in and you want to get frustrated, just talk to a Sprint salesperson, a Verizon person, or whatever about their phones, and they'll try to tell you how bad that iPhone is. And then you can wave a copy of Consumer Reports, which rates the iPhone the best, or InfoWorld, which rates the iPhone the best, and everything else, which is rating recent ratings for all these phones, and explain to them why, you know, they're different than the professionals out there that are actually technically savvy enough to rate the phone. All right, well, you guys have a great and merry Christmas, and if you got an iPhone, woohoo for you, because I'm a fanboy, I'll admit it, but I'm doing stuff like this audio boot using my phone, and I just don't see me doing that with any of the other ones. All right, you guys have a merry Christmas once again, and chat with you later.